I think we left off with the kasha on the Tosfos. The Tosfos is in the Psachim, right? Why the Chachamim Mechayev Nashim when it came to what? When it came to Dalakosos? Because Afim Avos Anes, and but not by Sukkah. In other words, by Sukkah they weren't Mechayev the Midrabanan. Like they were Machayev and Birchus HaMazon with the Kizayis Midrabanan, even though the rice of Yipata. So I was thinking about it. I was thinking maybe the Chachamim are never Machayev. There's a difference between a Ptur and an Eina Machayev Dabar. That maybe the Chachamim are never Machayev where the Torah gives a Ptur. Because the Ptur, the Torah is saying openly that not simply that they're not chayiv, but that they should not be chayiv. They should not be chayiv. So therefore, if the Chacham would come along and say they are chayiv, it would be a tar to the sasri. But by an ena mechuyiv b'davar, the Torah is not saying you can't be chayiv. So you're saying not mechuyiv in such a case. But it's not an exemption, not a ptur. When the Torah gives an exemption, so the Chacham don't come in and say that you're chayav. That would be like overriding the exemption. But where the Torah says that you're not chayav b'davar, like by Kizayis, so there the Chacham can come along and say that you are chayav b'Kizayis. Or if they construct a different mitzvah, like Dalet Kosos. So there the Torah never said that they're exempt. So the Chachamim can come along and be Mechayev them. Because Afim Ayibos Anes. Right?
This is to say, as my grandma, what kind of point? I'm not following.
In other words, in a Drabbanan, ordinarily we'd say, Kol Tim Rabbanan can't derive and they be put to as my grandma.
Right.
But if there's a reason to be mechayev them, so the Chachamim are mechayev them. But on a case midaraisa where the Torah expresses a ptur in specific, there the Chachamim can't go kineged haTorah and say they're chayev. You follow? But if it's a different mitzvah midrabanan, and the Torah, of course, didn't express itself on the rabbanans, and you want to be mechayev them, because you have a reason, so then they have a right to do that. As long as they don't contradict the Torah on a ptur, midaraisa. Okay? But Tosfos and Sukkah disagrees with this Torah.
Megillah.
Megillah, I'm sorry. Davzal and Aleph?
Yeah.
What's the maskul? Afin ayibosanes, because he says over there that they would be chayiv, the rabbanu would have been mechayiv them because of afin ayibosanes, the rabbanu would have been mechayiv them in what? In matzah. But then it would only be a chayiv mit rabbanu, so that's why you need the acacia. So it's mashma yel there that the chachamim would be mechayiv the Nashim, even where there's a Ptur. So, according to that, you have a question, why weren't there Mechayev in the Sukkah? Okay. Yeah, so we asked the Kasha. Why is Taisu say, Asuma is a Pater? That is Asuma is Pater, and it's strange Rabbanon. He's chayiv in los osur, because he's chayiv in olavin. So he should be chayiv. And one is should be chadraban. Yeah, the answer is because the Torah pots him from Maseis Midaraisa. So he's certainly going to be putter from an asay that emerges from mososra. Okay. So therefore, when the chachamim,
what do you say the same
thing about this association as my wife? Once in the first sentence. So therefore, when the chachamim machayev and hagod amid rabbanon, so he's definitely not going to be chayev from los osa. Because it's not chayev and asay is midoraisis, it's not chayev and asay is rabbanon. So now they're going to have to say, they're going to have to machayev and the second machayev. That in this drabbanon he's chayav. So now you're back to the trade drabbanon.
Yeah, well, sosa doesn't expand the category of who
can chayav and mitzvah. Okay. Yeah, so in other words, the chacham can't be chayav and asay from lo sosa. So now they create this asay of agada. So it's not chayav. But now they come back and they say he shouldn't be devoid of drabbanons. So it's an issa. So it's an issa. So that's why he has to do it. So that's trade rabbanon. So now the question is, how could it be motzi? How could a sumo be motzi chad rabbanon? An ordinary person that just is chayiv in the agada directly in the rabbanon,
right.
Where he is really not chayiv in that. He's just chayiv in a secondary chiyuv in the rabbanon. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I want to say. That basically, if he was chayiv, and now he has a p'tur because he became a sumo, so all the chachamim have to do is come along and say that we're ma'akev the p'tur. So then he remains a bar chiyuva, and it's only chad rabbanon. That's what they say.
Why can't
he
mosi
the raisa? What's that?
Why can't he mosi the raisa now?
What do you mean the raisa?
They're makiv the p'tor, isn't he chayv the raisa?
No, so on the rabban they're makiv the p'tor. No, the rabban can't affect you anything in the raisas.
Like when they're makiv like a kiyam, they don't use the raisa, like by sukkah, kriyashma.
Well, that's a whole question.
You don't see the makiv.
That's because of the, they made exeter. The question is, when the Chacham make a gzera not to be no to luluv on Shabbos, if I am no to luluv, do I get a mitzvah? That's a very theoretical question, but that's not the plain situation. Where the Chacham can't, generally the Chacham can't effectuate the rises. That's a question. Can they take away a key in the rises?
Right. But you're saying with the ma'akiv p'tur, so the chiyuv d'oraisa is still in place, but he's only chayiv in the rabbanon because
he's the only chayiv in the rabbanon. That's yeah.
But they can only have
unless they make a gzeira, like they say, like by kriyas shema, that maybe he'll miss it because he'll be he'll wait till after chatzos. So they don't want him to do it. They say so. The question is were they mafkia the kriyas shema. But not with a ma'akiv p'tur.
Oh.
Because over there's a question, is it a hafka?
Right.
Or if they say, don't take luluv on Shabbos. So it's a gzera. Are they saying that do they have the koach to, because of the gzera, to remove the mitzvah? Or is it simply that if you did it, you'd be yotzei midoraisa. Maybe you'd have a chakir mitzvah baba vera, or whatever. It's a nice piece of art. But the plain shot is, when they're ma'akev p'tur, it's only midorabban.
Midoraisa's still potter.
Midoraisa, he's still potter. Okay, so that's what Taisus is saying, that what? That over here they makiv the p'tur, but his concern is mid rabbanon, that they just makiv the p'tur. So therefore, he's chayiv mid rabbanon, but it's only chad rabbanon. It's not trade rabbanon. That's what Taisa said. But there's another Taisa that wants to say that even if he was born blind, do you see that one on Chavdal and Ralph?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you want to read it?
Why can they
somebody,
only knock it?
I never got a Gemara Megillah. So.
Why can they only be mocking the Ptur?
What's that?
Why can they only be mocking the Ptur if he saw one time?
Because.
Why can they be mocking the Ptur even if he was always going?
He was never Bar Chiyuva. If he was, that's what Teisha says. Doesn't Teisha say that was? Because he was a Bar Chiyuva.
He was never a Bar
Chiyuva.
One is a Bar Chiyuva with the Ptur.
One is a Bar Chiyuva with a Ptur, so they could be marked with the Ptur. But if he never was a Bar Chiyuva to begin with, so they'd have to, what are they doing? We'd have to figure out some way to be Mechayev.
Why is he a Bar Chiyuva, though? Isn't that exactly
Ptur? Why he is a Bar Chiyuva?
Yeah, I thought the Ptur would...
Because he could see.
He could have seen, but now he can't.
Yeah, now he can, but at one time he was a Bar Chiyuva.
And that can never go away?
No, so the Chachamim said that the Ptur doesn't come into effect. That's the way they formulated their Takana. Right?
They had a separate Takana for a guy who's born blind, two separate.
No, so a guy who's born blind, they will not be Chayiv.
You don't be Chayiv in the Darabanan?
Oh, you mean the second? Yeah, that's right.
He would be.
Yeah.
You have a whole separate
account
for that guy?
That's right. He couldn't be Moses.
So since he had a fiyuv, they could say that fiyuv persists.
That's right. That's right. Mid-Rabbah. Right. That's only one step. The only two steps. Okay, but Taisha says... Yeah.
Right to the end of the Tosfos, right?
Yeah, which Tosfos is it?
The bottom one, Chatan Mal.
The bottom at the end.
Mishlo Ron.
Is that the one?
I think so, at the very bottom. The Alpha Gaf, the traditional Elder Cup, and the Sacred Rabbanon.
Oh yeah, the last one, that's right. I feel a hachi Elachadron Prisma. Filochi Suma she yeish bo trade rabbonon Yotzi Shapirachirum. The Kivan Shu Godlu Bardas Odif Tfei Mikutin. Mikivega, what does Mikivega say? Mikivega says I'm ill. Yeah, because Taisa over there says doesn't go along with the sex.
Right.
And what does Taisa mean altogether? You have to change your bonum. So he's not denying that, right?
Right.
So he's saying simply, the kiven shu gadlu ba'das. What's that got to do with it?
Right.
Taisa in the tach. It left us with a lot of work there.